Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Yung memories ko sa Ilocos Empanada, when pag nanonood kami ng mga fiesta, so yun yung palagi namin kinakain ng mga ng family ko. And then nung hanggang sa paglaki, like when I was working in call center in a BPO industry, like every after work, merong Ilocos Empanada stall sa harap ng office namin. So doon kami palaging kumakain after shift.
Kulay orange, malutong, at may laman na gawa sa Ilocos Longganisa, gulay at itlog. Ito ang classic na Ilocos Empanada na dinala ng may-ari ng Lasa Snack House at taga Ilocos Norte na si Brian Dalere sa Sunshine Coast, Queensland.
So back then, back home, I was a working student. I've worked in McDonald's for like 3 years while studying. Yeah, I started working at the age of 17 at McDonald's. And then after, I was also doing hosting gigs sa mga weddings, sa mga birthdays, ganyan, and doing events as part of my side job. And after college, I worked in a BPO company. So I was a call center agent and I'm doing night shift. So when Australia introduced to me, I was like, sinabi nila na parang, do you want to study in Australia? And I was like, I feel like I'm tired of studying, ganyan. Yun yung perception. Parang ayoko nang mag-study. Pero habang tumatagal, parang I don't want this kind of life anymore, like doing call center agent, doing night shifts. Parang I wanted to start a new career, something like that. Kaya I gave it a try to apply here in Australia, and luckily my visa got approved.
Kamusta yung adjustment mo nung pagpunta mo ng Queensland? Parang kasi ikaw lang mag-isa, I'm guessing. Nanibago ka ba? Ano yung mga difficulties or challenges mo noon paglipat?
Right. It was overwhelming at first. Syempre nasa ibang bansa ka na, like ang ganda-ganda ng Australia. So parang that time nandun yung excitements and all. Pero habang tumatagal, dun ko na-realize na hindi pala siya ganun kadali. Like andun yung perception ko before na pag pumunta ka na sa abroad, magiging okay na lahat. Magiging okay yung flow, magiging mayaman ka kagad. But then on my first year here in Australia, it was so difficult kasi I have no family here. I have no one to support me. Yung meron lang is ako. So kailangan kong magpursige. So luckily that time, wala pang cap sa working hours ng mga students. So I've been working so hard, like I've worked like 7 days from 8 to 12 midnight, or sometimes it finishes at like 2 a.m. Yeah, it's just to like finance everything, like my rent, my tuition fee, and yung ginamit ko na pumunta dito, utang ko pa from our relatives, so I have to pay for that. Tapos kailangan ko pa magpadala sa Pinas kasi I'm a breadwinner as well. So, ayun. Sobrang hirap. Pero at this point in time, looking back, parang it's all worth it. Kasi I can say na compared before, I'm in a better situation. So, nagparamdam yung jowa ko ngayon. Yeah, so feel like, pero we started talking to each other like June 2024, and then we first met December na kasi I've been very very busy with studying and with my work. Talagang focus ko that time is like mag-work and then makahanap ng sponsorships so I can stay here in Australia. Ganyan. And then I gave it a try. Like I met him. We've met once, and then nagsimula lahat. Like If you want, you can move here in Sunshine Coast because I was living in Brisbane back then. And then, ayun na, nag-move ako dito sa Sunshine Coast and iniwan ko lahat ng mga friends ko sa Brisbane.
Inisip nyo ba na, sige, Filipino food ang gawin ang ibenta natin? Yun ba yung unang pumasok or parang inisip nyo? Or Aussie muna kaya? Kasi parang hindi pa masyadong, nakikilala na rin ang Filipino cuisine dito, pero hindi pa rin ganun, di ba? So, naisip nyo ba kaagad na, sige, Filipino food ang gawin natin?
I think yun talaga yung plan, like to share the Filipino food here in the Sunny Coast. Kasi I think there's only one Filipino takeaway here in the Sunny Coast, so it's I think it's a good opportunity as well to also open a Filipino snack house. I have no idea about the Filipino community here, but we just like gave it a go. Like let's just start. Let's just go and see how it goes. Ganyan kami. So surprisingly, an hour until now, like we only opening every Saturday. And surprisingly, like every week, every Saturday, madaming pumupunta. So like last week, we have one from Harvey Bay. They traveled like 3 hours just for the Ilocos Empanada. And the other week, we have people from Gold Coast. We also have people from Brisbane who's like very willing to travel just to try our Ilocos Empanada. So it's very, very nice to see the Filipino community in one place.
Yes.
And actually, that's also one of our goal. Nung napag-usapan namin ni Adam na we wanted to bring the Filipino community in the Sunny Coast and like get to know each other and build this good relationship to one another.
Let's go to the Ilocos Empanada kasi Ilocano ka rin. So, of course, you grew up with it. So, pero yung mga ibang Pilipino kasi mas alam nila yung empanada na parang medyo
Yung floppy
yung
siya.
fluffy, oo. So, can you explain to us kung ano ang Ilocos ang empanada versus yung typical empanada na alam ng mga Pinoy?
So Ilocos Empanada kasi, it's a very famous food in Ilocos. It has an or it the color is orange compared to other empanada. And I think our empanada is crispy. And inside, we have the Ilocos Longanisa. We have papaya, mong beans, and one whole egg. So, yun yung nilalagay namin sa Ilocos Empanada namin. And nagkataon na it's viral at the moment, the United States. And then, yun yung napili namin na main dish namin sa snack house namin. Kasi we wanted to make something that people would travel for. Even like malayo kami, like people still want to go because of Ilocos Empanada.
I'm guessing na yung Ilocos Empanada nyo, ikaw yung gumagawa ng nung longganisa inside from scratch. Kasi wala naman ditong ano eh, longganisa from
Yes.
Ilocos. So sarili mong recipe yon. How did you come up with it? Tinuro ba yan sa'yo when you were younger?
No, at we in my on my family side, wala kaming background sa pagbi-business. My dad is a farmer and yung mama ko naman is housewife. So wala talagang background sa business. And yung Ilocos Longanisa, actually on the first to 2 weeks namin na nag-open, hindi ko nakuha yung timpla. Like I wasn't really confident about it. Pero I just keep on trying until na nakuha ko yung lasa na katulad ng Ilocos Longanisa. So it's just like trial and error until na makuha mo yung tamang timpla.
Kasi yung Ilocos Longanisa, yun talaga yung key dun sa ano eh, dun sa
Yes,
empanada eh, yung
it is, yeah.
pinaka-important part. Saka, I guess kaya siya nag-viral kasi yung ano siya, ang impressive nung itsura nung empanada, 'di ba? Ang malaki. Tapos kakaiba kasi yung ginagamit mo vinegar, 'di ba? Pang ano. So, ano yung naging reception ng mga tao around na hindi Pilipino?
Because they some Australians want like crispy foods. Kaya the good thing with Ilocos Empanada is like crispy yung dough because it's deep fried. And inside, it has like The Ilocos Longanisa, which is pork and some veggies as well. So I've noticed like most of the Australians who came there and then tried Ilocos, I mean the Ilocos empanada, they actually liked it.
How did you come about consigning? Paano ka nagkaroon ng connection? Kasi sabi mo nung una, wala ka pa talagang kilala sa community, ganyan. So, paano, how did you go about yung process na ito, to connect with the community there?
Ano, nag-try lang din talaga ako. Like, I tried to reach out kahit wala akong connections, wala akong kakilala sa mga Filipino store, sa mga owners. Wala talaga. So, I just tried. I tried messaging them, most of them. Pero I think JD Pinoy is the only one who reached out back to me. And then they were like, they're very supportive. They said, yeah, we want to try selling your empanada. You can give us 40 pieces for now. So that's what we did. Like, we delivered 40 pieces last Friday. And surprisingly, like, it was sold out in 6 hours. So I think yung owner, I think hindi niya in-expect na ganun magiging like sold out kaagad, kasi I think she wasn't really sure that time, kasi she just wanted to try like 40 pieces. And now after it has been sold out, she messaged me right away, "Oh, Brian, can you deliver it again? I need 200 pieces now." Yun talaga, I really want to make sure na yung Ilocos Empanada would be as close as the Ilocos Empanada in my province.
Can I go to your own memories of Ilocos Empanada? Ano ba yung memories mo nung lumalaki ka sa Ilocos Norte na ito yung kinakain ko noon, ito yung naaalala ko, nasa market kami, ganyan. Ano yung mga memories mo of it?
Gosh, yung memories ko sa Ilocos Empanada is that when pag nanonood kami ng mga fiesta, so yun yung palagi namin kinakain ng family ko. And then nung hanggang sa paglaki, like when I was working in call center in a BPO industry, like every after work, merong Ilocos Empanada stall sa harap ng office namin. So doon kami palaging kumakain after shift. So ayun, para naging part na siya growing up, and it's been part of our daily life as well. Yung Ilocos Empanada, it's like a comfort food na for me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.